Today, our guest is Mark Van Dongen. He's the managing director for Midwest Wind and Solar. Hello, Mark. How are you doing?
Doing well, Ryan. Thank you for asking. How are you today?
I'm loving life. Thank you, sir. So, Mark, tell our listeners a little bit about Midwest Wind and Solar and the work that you do.
Yeah, happy to. Midwest Wind and Solar was founded by my business partner, Kevin Moore, just about 12 years ago. Like many startup companies, Kevin was looking for different opportunities in the renewable energy space here in the Midwest. So by our name, we did a couple of wind turbines, some solar thermal, and solar electric solutions. Over the years, we've really become a company that concentrates on solar electric, so not so much on the wind part or the solar thermal. Currently, we hardly do any residential anymore. We are, by and large, a company that focuses on the commercial type of opportunities, which, of course, does include some municipal and school type of projects for turnkey solar solutions.
Terrific. And what are some of the misconceptions people have about solar here in Northwest Indiana?
Yeah, no, it's a great question, Ryan. Obviously, we hear a lot of times that, you know, you must be joking me. Solar in the Midwest, do you know how much snow we get here? Do you know how little sun we get? Well, fortunately, it's not just here today in August that we have plenty of sunshine. If you look at the irradiation levels here in the greater Midwest, solar does produce a lot of kilowatt hours. So that's really the biggest misconception about solar, that it doesn't work. Fortunately, to the contrary, not only do we produce plenty of kilowatt hours, dependent on the state, there's also some very nice incentives in play that further improve the economics for solar. So, yes, misconception that solar doesn't work in this part of the country. It only works in Arizona. Fortunately, we have tremendous results and data to showcase that solar is a wonderful success story also here in our backyard.
What are some of the success stories you've been involved with in the region?
We've had a wonderful track record with schools. Our first one in Lowell with Tri Creek, where we started with a small pilot program. We actually then, in the collaboration with South Shore Clean Cities, were able to get a larger system off the ground. Ultimately, that set the stage for the school boards to think big and bold, and they've put solar in a significant way on all of their facilities except the high school. That's been a tremendous success story where the school district has saved themselves by now well over $1 million in electricity cost savings. So that's been a tremendous success story. But beyond that, we've replicated that that success story in places like Michigan City, Westfield School District, so quite a few schools here in our own backyard. Besides these school projects, we also have had some wonderful commercial success stories, including with the Indiana Toll Road, where they demolished and rebuilt various facilities, and all those facilities got solar on top of those structures as well. So a couple of wonderful stories where we've been involved with over the years.
Looking at some of those schools, and there's still a large, large energy demand there at the schools to power all those lights that are involved. So that is a huge ordeal to save taxpayer money in the region.
Absolutely.
What are some of the trends you're seeing in the industry?
Well, we see that on the one side that cost continues to come down for solar to the point now that utilities are investing in solar. For us, that's really a signal that solar is competitive and is a technology that is no longer on the fringe. It's becoming mainstream, and it really has to do with innovation turning into cost improvements, ultimately better value. That also speaks to the lack of service that is required. Yes, there's some service required for solar assets, but compared to other generating facilities, that service is rather minimal. So, yeah, you see a trend that utilities are starting to embrace solar. You're also starting to see that storage as a augmented solution is starting to improve in cost structure. We're still a couple of years away that will become mainstream, but more and more you're seeing applications where storage does pan out.
Storage is definitely on the upward trend with all the different battery technologies that are coming to fruition. So South Shore Clean Cities is partnering with the Hoosier Environmental Council and NERPC for a virtual solar energy workshop on September 24th. And Midwest Wind and Solar will be involved. Tell our listeners a little bit about that.
Yeah, this is a wonderful event with the objective here, bringing different organizations into a conversation to provide information, education about solar and some adjacent technologies such as storage. I think that once again, South Shore is doing a marvelous job bringing different experts to the table to reach that end goal of, at the end of the workshop, having an informed audience that is in a much better position to deal with, misconceptions that we talked about earlier, ultimately really determining what is real and what type of value it can bring to their respective business or facility. So we're very excited to be part of this this event. And once again, we think that these partnerships, as South Shore has been fostering over the years, bring a lot of value. So we're excited to participate.
And how can our listeners register for the virtual solar energy workshop?
I think that the easiest way is to simply go to the South Shore Clean Cities website. There's an opportunity there to register. There's also some additional information about the workshop. So that's the best place to really go and register.
Is there any way that listeners can learn more about Midwest Wind and Solar?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a website as well, www.midwestwindandsolar.com. On our website, you'll find a variety of information about our company, about our success stories, how we work, and certainly people from there can reach out via email, their phone numbers. Always happy to meet in person, obviously with proper safety protocols in the current COVID environment. But at the end of the day, we're trying to understand really what our customer is looking for. They're trying to provide solutions that deal with those needs and objectives.
Just so everyone knows, please feel free to reach out to Mark and his team at Midwest Wind and Solar. They're the experts in the region when it comes to anything solar related for residential or commercial. That is going to do it today for our Green Fleet Radio. Thank you again to Mark Van Dongen, Managing Director for Midwest Wind and Solar. Green Fleet Radio airs 3 times each Wednesday on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm filling in for your host, Carl Lissick. I'm Ryan Lissick. Thanks for joining us. And remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy.